This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Centene South Florida High School Sports Show is cared for by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Recover your game. You visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. And as we talked to him a couple of weeks ago, before the Miami camp, the Rivals Miami camp, Rob Cassidy was optimistic about the talent. And certainly now he has kind of run through the gamut of the state. And Rob, you had the Orlando camp over the weekend, and then you had Miami. Certainly a lot of talent. You had a chance to see a whole lot of talent in 2 weeks. This is a very talented state. Nobody knows that more than you. Thanks so much for taking the time. And so after two big time weeks, I think you know what everybody else knows. We have a whole lot of talent here.
Yeah, you know, that's the case every year. So it's not, you know, for somebody that's been doing this down here now, I mean, not nearly as long as you, obviously, but, you know, for a while, you know, it never really surprises me. I do feel like these two classes in 2021 and 2022 are particularly deep, though. I mean, maybe not the same at the top as some of the great classes past, but it seems like that they do run pretty deep.
Yeah. So let's rehash a little bit of the Miami camp where we had a lot of talent, a lot of kids, a lot of young kids like a Brandon Innes, you know, who is really, really good. You and I watched the kid Julian Armella from St. Thomas Aquinas as underclassmen. But talk about some of those kids and what you were most impressed with the Miami camp, because as you said, you've been doing this long enough to know that we have a whole lot of talent. But what was different this year? You had a whole different type of group. You had some offensive linemen who really stood out. As always, the receiving core. What else surprised you a little bit from Miami?
Yeah, I think the lineman group this year in Florida in general is a little bit better than it has been. You mentioned Armella. He's a little bit raw still. I think that people saw that. But just, you know, the athleticism and the upper body strength is there. And when you look at him, you have to tell yourself and remind yourself that, you know, this is a 2022 kid.
Right.
This is a guy that's got two seasons left of high school football to refine his talent. So when we're out there looking at guys, yes, we're impressed by Armella. Of course, he's raw. His technique's not all there. But, you know, we're projecting. We're not in the business of picking who the best high school football player is right now.
Right.
We're in the business of picking, you know, who's going to be the best college senior and getting ready for the NFL draft. And I think he's got those tools. I think some of those other young guys you mentioned, Brandon Innes, he's just a special kid. I mean, doesn't it feel like we've been watching him for 3 years already?
Yeah, yes, I think we have. And he's only in ninth grade.
I'll tell you, I went to Florida State's camp, not this year, the year before. He was an eighth grader. And I am not exaggerating when I say he was the best player on the field at any position.
Wow. Wow.
And I can't believe he's going to play three more years of high school football. I mean, he is.
Yeah.
But it just seems like, I mean, he's really ahead of where he should be at this point.
Yeah, no doubt. Rob Cassidy joining us, Rivals.com. Also in the Miami camp, you had an opportunity to see like a Braylon Brown, a guy that, you know, pretty much has blown up in the offseason, even though he was really talented. Shaman and I didn't get a chance to pass the ball as much, and we didn't get a chance to see him. Talk about him.
Yeah, I think the reason why they, you know, you mentioned that they didn't pass the ball, but he's a guy, when you look at him, he looks so physically impressive that you can't really imagine him moving well because he is so big and long. Then you find out he moves like a prospect about, you know, 40 pounds lighter than he is. And I think college coaches have gotten a chance to see kind of the speed, acceleration, size combination with him on the camp circuit on film, and he's kind of blown up for that reason. I saw him at the Express Tryouts at the beginning of the year, the South Florida Express Tryouts for the first time, and I was expecting a big kind of possession over the middle wide receiver, and I was a little bit blown away by how well he moved.
Right.
I don't think that guys with that kind of size and speed come around very often.
No, no doubt. So you moved to Orlando this past weekend. A lot of talent. You get a lot of kids from South Georgia, obviously, that come from North Florida. Maybe a few kids that didn't make the first one down here. Who kind of caught your eye from the beginning?
You know, I think, and you know, this will be blasphemy to say in South Florida, but, you know, I think the best wide receiver in the state this year is Mario Williams at Plant City.
Plant City, right.
He's, you know, he reminds me a lot of Christian Kirk, who played at Texas A&M out of Arizona and now plays for the Arizona Cardinals.
Right.
You know, he's not the longest guy. He's probably 5'11", but he's stout and he's built, and he gets up to speed in about 5 yards. It's like he shot out of a cannon off the line of scrimmage. I think he's going to have his pick of anywhere he wants to go. You know, I think he's high on Clemson right now. He likes Oklahoma. But I see him as being the next, like, elite wide receiver in the state that leaves the state. I think it's going to be hard for the in-state guys to hold him in here.
Yeah, and you and I had a chance to watch him for a couple hours up in Orlando at the Under Armour event, too, going against pretty decent defensive backs and more than held his own, obviously.
Yeah, he's, you know, he's been doing it consistently for about a year now. You know, everywhere I see him, and you know, I've seen him in games too. I've gone up there and watched Plant City play, and it's not, he's not one of these guys that just does it in camps. You know, he's a dominant force in actual football games too. So he kind of runs the gambit. And then you have the IMG guys up there in Orlando, and you know, those it's always hit and miss with those guys because you know they're not as polished sometimes because of transfer ground high schools, but sometimes right. There are elite talent. There was, you know, they had that kid from Texas. Who's Nigerian and his name is extremely hard to pronounce, but I'm going to try it. I think it's Tuize Adale.
Okay.
He's a defensive end. He's about 6'5", 260. And it's one of the better defensive ends I've seen in this class so far. But yeah, he's at IMG. He's from Texas. So I don't know if he's considered Florida talent or not, but I think he's going to be a special player.
Anybody else, Rob, that kind of this past weekend that said, hey, wow, this we didn't expect it, but this guy really stepped up?
You know, the Florida State commit, Keyshawn Spencer, I was not extremely high on him going in, the running back out of Palm Bay High School. I wasn't super high on him going in. We have him ranked in kind of the middle of the 3-star, and it kind of changed my opinion on him. He was a little bit bigger than I anticipated, a little bit more explosive than I anticipated. You know, if they're going to play him as an all-purpose back, and I think that's what they want to use him at Florida State if he does go there, I think he can be a dynamic weapon, jet sweeps, and lining up in the slot. So, yeah, that was one of the big surprises, you know, outside of, you know, the top elite guys that we saw. But everybody knows that. You know?
Yeah, good stuff. Rob Cassidy does it as well as anybody. Rivals.com. Rob, again, thanks so much for taking the time. We'll hook up with you plenty this summer. We'll see you around.
Yeah, I'll be seeing you everywhere, Larry. I appreciate it, man.
Good stuff. That's Rob Cassidy. When we come back, we wrap up hour number one. Coach Butch Davis will join us next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.